Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. That is the phone number to call us here in the studio. What'd you get into over the weekend? Helen is from Framingham and just got back from a big trip. Where were you?
Good morning. Nice to talk to you guys. I was in Portugal, and I was so disappointed. We were driving, and I thought I would listen to you on the Odyssey app, and you can't do that in international waters there.
Well, what are they doing out there in Lisbon if they can't hear us?
I don't know. We were there also, Lisbon. We drove all around. It was great.
Yeah. How long were you in Portugal?
Almost 2 weeks.
Wow.
It was great.
What was the best thing you ate in Portugal?
Oh, too many things. We found a side restaurant after a boat ride, and the guy, it felt like family. Duro La Casa, something like that. It was wonderful. It was just amazing food.
My sister spent 2 months backpacking across Europe.
Right.
And she said that Portugal was sneaky her favorite place of all the countries she visited.
Mm.
I would love to go there.
I love when you find that little neighborhood restaurant, too.
Oh, my God. It was so, and they were closing, but they took us in like family. It was amazing. Mm. And I'm so happy that you had fun fishing. I love fishing. And Kennedy had a great time in D.C. And Dan, I don't know what you did.
We're going to find out in a minute.
I'm glad you can stream us on the Odyssey app again.
Yes. we'll get on the IT people and figure out what's happening with Portugal. Tammy's from Peabody, and there was a birthday for your daughter?
Yes. We had a birthday party for our 10-year-old daughter, and it was a sleepover with her and four friends.
Oh,
that sounds loud.
Yeah.
It was very loud.
What's your daughter's name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. What a 10-year-old girl's into for a birthday gift?
Unfortunately, skincare products.
Well, it's important to moisturize.
Yeah. You should see the amount of products that my child has that. The problem is now that she does not have room on her vanity for all of them.
Huh. Oh, dear.
What is the lingo that 10-year-old girls use when they talk to each other? Like, what are they saying?
You know, they're using lots of words that I have to look up on the internet, like Riz and Slay, which I know Slay, but...
Skibbity.
There's plenty others. Yep, Skibbity. And I can't really think of many others right now, but there are a lot that I just don't understand.
Yeah, that's so good.
If you have an Alexa, she will define them for you. Funny story.
Yes.
So you know.
Skibbity, Ohio Riz.
What is the Skibbity toilet happening around here?
It is the honest truth. There's a whole thing.
Like, none of these are words.
All right. Well, thank you, Tammy, for sharing that. Sounds like a good time for sure. Let's see. Paula is from Hyde Park. And like I said, it doesn't matter what you did. Maybe you just binge watch movies all weekend. Is that right, Paula?
I did movies and TV and whatever because I had the whole place to myself.
Everybody's gone.
Except for the dog.
Right.
Yeah. I live with my daughter who's 31 and my 11-year-old granddaughter, and then I took the two granddaughters to overnight camp in New Hampshire.
You don't even know how to act right now with all this free time.
I don't. After having five kids and working on my seventh grandchild, no. I didn't know what to do.
Well, good for you.
I hope you watched a lot of Olympics, too. I feel like a lot of people did that this weekend. Some way. Yeah, you carved some time out in your life to watch the Olympics.
Never been more invested in water polo.
Erin, you participated in a pretty cool charity event. Is that right?
I did. I ran the Run to Home Base at Fenway Park.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was... I've done it before. I've walked it. This was the first year I ran it. Just a little side note, lost 85 pounds. Go me.
That's not a side note. That's incredible.
That's a whole person. That's not
so
a side.
I wanted to run that's it this year.
Oh, you're losing a middle schooler like it's nothing.
And so in the beginning, every year there's a theme, and this year it was women veterans. And so I was very lucky to run with two of my friends who are women veterans. But there were some really poignant moments. They had some really great speakers. Tim Wakefield was a huge part of the Run to Home Base.
Right.
So his daughter got to wear bib 49 and run. Mm. So no, we didn't cry at all. Alex Cora ran. A whole bunch of people ran. The sun tried to kill me, but it's fine, you know. Maybe we could plant some trees in Boston. That'd be great.
I know. I will say this, like, that run is nice because it's pretty flat, but that moment when you come into Fenway Park and you get to run across home plate, like, that's something I'll never forget.
I can't imagine.
Absolutely. You keep turning corners and you keep thinking it's the last corner, and then when you finally hit the running or the warning track, you've accomplished it. And right. I wanted to finish in under 48 minutes. I thought that was a good, you know, even if I had to walk. And I finished in 42.
Look
so
at you.
I wasn't the fastest, but I didn't ever stop. And so it was, we're already looking forward to next year.
When I ran it, I ran into Tom Warner as we were running, you know, the owner.
Yeah,
and
like
so I'm
Red
like,
Sox mm-hmm. chair
and I turn
whatever.
And look and I'm like, hey, you're like in charge of this Red Sox stuff. He's like, I am. I was like, Carson, nice to meet you. And then he ran away from me. I was like, wow, you're fast. Well, that's awesome. Congratulations. Great job.
Thank you.
All right,
have a good day.
All right. Bye, Aaron.
All right, bye.
And you do hear Producer Dan back from vacation. What'd you get into over the
yes,
weekend?
Yes. I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes version, all the cool stuff I did while I was gone.
Okay.
It started last Friday at the Bon Jovi Beach House. Cool as hell. You should have been there if you weren't. And then I stayed on the Cape for an extra couple days down in Dennisport. And we went over to the Brewster Flats
mm-hmm.
in Brewster, which I guess is the beaches there at low tide. They go out about two miles.
Right.
So you can walk like into the ocean and see all these tidal pools of life. And that was one of the coolest things I've ever done.
Right.
And then we drove up to Newport. I did the cliff walk and then a sunset cruise, danced my face off at the landing. And then from Newport, we took the ferry to Block Island. You may be familiar with the jingle, Sail Away on the Block Island Ferry.
Sure.
So we rented mopeds for the day, and I felt like I was in the Sons of Anarchy riding around, checking out all the cliffs and lighthouses
all
on
right,
a little Jax, moped.
Go ahead.
It was dope. And then we came back off of the ferry, and I drove up to New Hampshire, spent some days up there. I did
wow.
a 7-mile kayak down the Saco River by myself.
Oh.
Which is something I have never done before.
Right.
And I wasn't sure if I was going to like it or not. And it ended up being one of the best things I've ever done. Just
That's
being,
super cool.
Just like being alone and having that time. Like yeah. I didn't even play music. It was just me.
Right.
That was awesome. And then I ended it Saturday night. We did a boat ride on Winnipesaukee. And then I went to New England Dragway for Jet Cars Under the Stars. Man stuff. They have, if you're unfamiliar, they put jet engines in cars, which are really just fiberglass cases that they're calling cars.
Right.
And what I did not bring to Jet Cars Under the Stars was earplugs.
They're so loud. They're so loud.
You
I've been
can
to that
feel beer. It in your chest, dude.
Did they have the 18-wheeler with the jet motor?
They did. It was shooting flames out the dual exhaust.
Right. How about the motorcycle guy?
Yep. I'm surprised he's alive. But the fastest guy was signing autographs. He was called the Beast from the East.
Of course he was.
And he was the last guy to run at the end of the night.
Yeah.
In a quarter mile,
yeah.
which is like 1,000 feet.
Yeah.
He got up to 305 miles an hour.
That's incredible.
He put up pit bull numbers. Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305.
He lives his life a quarter mile at a time, Daniel.
Saying Dom Toretto will be proud. And that's some stuff I did.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.